What's up, suckers? It's me. I'm back. Once again, I do not have a mic. The new mic now also does not work, and I cannot figure it out. So for right now, I'm going to kind of sound like I'm talking to you in a tunnel. Sorry, but I didn't want to wait another month, so I think we're just going to have to work with what we've got, right? Speaking of working with what you've got, I don't know if you guys remember, but I had a digital summit last year that I ran called Chase the Chaos that was all about helping neurodivergent people, mostly women, feel more in control of who they were, to feel more supported, self-supported, and to realize that they don't need to be fixed. They just need to learn how to feel comfortable with who they are and what they've got. Well, we are accepting applications for speakers until March 31st. The link to the intake form is in the video or podcast description. If you are here before March 31st, 2024, and you think that you would be able to speak sometime between September 21st and September 20th and September 21st. Sorry, that's a Friday and a Saturday. Go ahead and click on that link. All of the information that you might need would be there on the intake form. And if you like it, fill it out. We would love to see if we can have you come join us. Also, I have my first class, rather, for 2024 coming to you April 12th. At 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. It's fully digital, fully online. And if you can't make it, you automatically get a recording and direct email support from me, so you can't lose. The class is called Project Planning for Busy Minds. It is for people like us. It helps you figure out what projects you should be going after versus the ones that maybe you want to give a little bit of time. It definitely is very friendly for those of us who like to have multiple projects and really don't like having to pick one thing and then not getting to do the rest of it. And it kind of talks about also how to avoid burnout. So if that sounds like your kind of thing, the link for that is also in the description. And you can get yourself in and get yourself registered up until the day before class, but I suggest not waiting too long just in case it fills up. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the meat of the video. So, before I get into talking about Notion and you guys decide that you're going to start yelling at me, if this is your kind of thing, if you love hearing about ADHD-friendly apps, ADHD-friendly productivity, just kind of things that have to do with being comfortable with ADHD and working with ADHD instead of trying to quote-unquote fix it, this is your place. Make sure you like and subscribe. Helps me grow. Helps me meet new people. That is very, very, very important to me. Okay. So as you've probably guessed from the title of this video, I wanted to talk about Notion. When I decided that I was going to start discussing ADHD-friendly apps, it was one of the first ones that was brought to me. And it was actually originally brought to me by a friend of mine who is a huge fan of Notion. She found out that I really liked ClickUp and she was like, "Oh, you like ClickUp?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." She goes, "Oh, you're gonna hate Notion." And I had no idea why, and I didn't really ask why, but I wasn't feeling great about Notion when I first decided to try it. In fact, it really didn't help that the more people who told me about it, nobody ever told me anything that sounded appealing. When a lot of people would say, well, it's kind of like bullet journaling, and not to get into a side rant here, but I hate bullet journaling. It takes something that should be simple, which is journaling, right? Or jotting things down, and it turns it into a really complicated premise where I'm never quite sure if I'm doing it right. And it almost always seems like people are more interested in trying to make it aesthetic than in actually using it. And I just like stuff that's kind of more straightforward and usable. So it really wasn't looking good for Notion when I first got a chance to try it. But I gotta say, I played with it. And I want to make it clear, despite what I am about to say, I actually really like Notion. I do. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's a really cool way to keep notes and to keep important links. I think that it's a fun software. And I absolutely love the fact that it matches needs in a number of different scenarios and kind of leaves it up to your creativity and imagination to make it what you want. But that's why it's not ADHD friendly. So listen, I've said multiple times on this channel that when you are putting together your productivity ecosystem, as it were, that customization is super important. But when I say customization, and I feel like I've mentioned it literally every time that I've talked about this, because it is important, it really is. But the thing about customization is it's kind of like feeding fish. Just because a pinch is good does not mean that a fistful is better. And Notion is a fistful. And we're talking about, of course, when you have ADHD, right? For other people, maybe it's not a big deal, but when you have ADHD, you cannot have something that is too extensive, and Notion is too damned extensive. You start an account and you essentially get an empty canvas. And when you're talking to ADHD brains that are naturally chaotic and creative and artistic, and you give them an empty canvas, it becomes more about the art, which isn't always necessarily a bad thing. But when you are trying to use this tool for the good of getting things started in helping you feel more productive, that's gonna get in the way. I spend a lot of time reading the Notion subreddit because I really wanted to kind of see what people were thinking. And the number of posts that are all about how these people spent more time making their Notion dashboard aesthetic rather than functional, and how they spent more time doing that than using it is both astounding and unsurprising. When you have something, when you have a tool that does not have set guidelines, when it doesn't have a cap on the customizations you can make, the sky is the limit, and you will spend more time flying than walking, which might, is a metaphor, sound a lot of fun, but it's also not what you came here to do in most cases. Also, I'm gonna say right now that Notion has too steep of a learning curve for people with ADHD. I feel, and I've said this before, and this I stick to pretty tightly, that when you are producing a software for productivity and when the person who is using it is ADHD, it has to be easy to set up and it can't be something that you're going to have to spend a bunch of time watching tutorials and reading how-tos on. Basically, when you have something like this, one of two things is going to happen with an ADHD brain. It's either going to overload the ADHD brain or it's going to take up more time than you were hoping to spend. And that can be very frustrating and demoralizing. Honestly, in my opinion, if somebody was to ask me, okay, well, but Amazing Marvin has a lot of things you can customize, a lot of options. So does ClickUp. These things have a lot of color options, a lot of strategy options, a lot of view options. How are those any different from having a bunch of options in Notion? The difference is that when you're using something like ClickUp, or when you're using something like Amazing Marvin, the design is the design is the design. You're not going to be able to change everything about Amazing Marvin. You can't change what the logo is or who the logo is. You can change some of your views of data, but there are set parameters that you are making those changes within. So the number of changes available, the number of things that you can adjust is large enough to make it feel like your dashboard and to make it feel new and to make it feel interesting, but small enough so that you're not getting overwhelmed or spending 9 million years trying to make things look really pretty. And I do have to say that in a lot of these situations, too, when people talk about how pretty their dashboards look, they also still are having issues with the functionality of it. Which takes us right back to the learning curve as well. So, I personally think that you should use anything that makes your brain light up and that makes you very excited to do the work that you're doing, or at least makes you a little bit more motivated or makes it easier for you to look at it day to day. But I truly do believe that ADHDers who use Notion are using it despite their ADHD, not because they're ADHD or not because the app is ADHD friendly. So if you are watching this and you're like, but I still want to try it, it's free. There are a lot of capabilities that are available within it to do things for task management, project management, even though it is not a very robust project manager at all. I want to use it to hold my important links. I want to use it to do this, to do that. That is fine. But what I would suggest is that before you start going ham on trying to make it look really pretty, do me a favor and try to keep it very simple and use it for about 3 to 5 days to a week. And see how you feel about the functionality of it, about using it as it is before you start getting into trying to make it look the way you like. And if it really seems to speak to you, great. But if you're like, you know what, the only thing that I'm really feeling about this is that I want to just play with the colors and make it look real neat, then I would suggest that you use something else for your work, for your daily tasks, for your task management, and make Notion, learning Notion, playing with Notion, a fun project that you can do on the side or a hobby or something that you can do just for fun, because it's interesting and not because you're really hinging on it working to help you keep track of all of your work. Because there are a lot of ADHDers who I've worked with, myself included, who I couldn't see this being a sustainable way to keep track of the things that you're doing without getting distracted or without getting frustrated because you don't understand how something works. So I know that this was a shorter video today, but I also have a pretty simple opinion on this app, and I just didn't feel like it needed to be padded any. Besides, you guys are about to get a fairly long video from me very soon. I'm trying to work on cobbling that together. So hopefully this kind of answered some of the questions that people have had. If you are somebody, I've had a couple comments that have said that they're looking forward to this video because they can't seem to make Notion work for them. Don't feel bad. Totally and completely makes sense. And if you have made Notion work for you, don't feel bad. That's totally completely fine. But in the meantime, thank you very much for watching me, for trusting my opinion on these things, for being here. Please make sure you drink plenty of water. Take plenty of good care of yourself. Take good care of yourself. And I will see you in the next video or on the next podcast episode.